Oh my God, I love your hair that way. You look amazing. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sober Living Snippets, where we learn how to live alcohol-free so we can heal our relationships, feel all youthful again, and ditch all our negative emotions. That's a big order, but that's actually what we do here, and it is juicy. I love doing it. Welcome. I'm Becca Jacobson. If you're new in Snippet Land, could not be happier that you found us. When women find Snippet Land, they are happy. I've heard it. I know. They've told me, so I'm just going by what I've been told. Gals, today I want to ask you a question. Just going to start with a question and see where it leads. What do you say when you get a compliment? I want to ask that question, and I'll tell you why. This idea sparked from the conversation yesterday about emotional maturity. We were looking at Mel Robbins' book. We talk a lot about emotional maturity here. It's very important. Emotional sobriety is a part of recovery on all, as far as I know, all paths. We talk about it. It is really important. Which, you know what that means? It actually means that people who are recovered from a problem with alcohol are emotionally mature people. Isn't that freaking amazing? I love that. I love the fact that if you are a person who's recovered from an obsession with alcohol, it means you're emotionally mature. Because I'll tell you this much right now, if you think you've recovered from an obsession with alcohol, but you're still pouting, you haven't recovered. You're going to end up drinking again. You're basically a dry drunk. I'm serious. True recovery requires emotional maturity. And if you're not there yet, it means you're still in recovery, which is fine. It's a journey. It's a journey. And by the way, emotional maturity isn't an end point. It's also a journey. We're human. Hello. I still throw tantrums now and then, but we catch it and we do it a lot less often. So anyway, back to my question, sidetracked there for a second. My question was, how do you respond when someone compliments you? Here's what an emotionally mature person says. Thank you. That's it. Okay, show's over. But seriously, are you the type of person who goes, this old thing, it wasn't that great, or oh, geez, or oh, I don't know, or you know, blah, 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 when someone compliments you? Well, if we're going to go with emotional maturity, an emotionally mature person just says thank you. If somebody wants to give you a compliment, that's their choice. Why not just accept it? In fact, don't you find it annoying when someone can't take a compliment? It is annoying. It's like, oh my God, all I said was that I love your hair. And you're going on for 5 minutes about how it isn't just the way you wanted it, or it's not quite right, or actually you're overdue for a color, or this or that, or really now? And my hair is nice. Oh God, not this old thing, and blah, blah, blah. All I said was I like your hair, for crying out loud. Say thank you and get on with it. Gals, I'm serious. There are a lot of nuances to emotional maturity, and I actually love this one. I want to give you this gift today. If you are a person who can't take a compliment, that is today's gift for you. That is it. There is only one thing to say. Thank you. And say it with confidence and a smile on your face, with a nice deep breath, with those shoulders back, the chest out, standing up straight. I'm not saying turn into an egomaniac, but just look them in the eye and say thank you. That's it. There's nothing egotistical about it. Although if you want to take it to the next level, you could say, thank you, I know. Your hair looks great. Thank you, I know. I like it too. I've actually said that. The truth is I do like my hair. I got this funky hairdo in sobriety. So for those of you who've seen me, you know that I made my hair as close to black and white as I could. I just wanted to have fun with it. Well, this hairdo I have, which I think of as my signature hairdo, my look, whatever you want to call it, I don't know. But this is something I got in sobriety. Before sobriety, I had just, I don't know, mousy hair, or I'd get some highlights or whatever. But at about a year and a half into sobriety, I met this woman who was struggling with alcohol. She was a red wine. Ugh. And the red wine puts you into psychosis when you use it. Like, this woman was in a very bizarre state of psychosis from massive over-drinking of red wine, and she was not doing well. But for some reason, she looked at me and said, you know, you should have a stripe in your hair. And I'm like, whatever. And I'm just like, what is she talking about? But for some reason, I couldn't forget about it. And about 3 weeks later, I walked into the salon and said, I want a stripe in my hair. And it, anyway, talk about sidetrack, but that's where my hair originated. But here's my point. I do have a point, gals. Bear with me. I will get a fair bit of compliments on my hair these days. People like it, you know, at the grocery store. Young people, 20-year-olds will say, I love your hair. And I just say, either thank you, or I'll even say, yeah, I like it too, because I do. So if somebody compliments your outfit or your something or whatever, or the way you've done something or anything about you, the simplest answer is just thank you. Or you could say that, yeah, thanks, I like it too, or I'm actually quite proud of that. You don't have to go, if you're uncomfortable with that, it's fine. But I am asking you, at the very least, to stop fiddling around and just say thank you. It really shows a sign of confidence and maturity. And we do want confidence. I find a lot of women who struggle with alcohol don't have a lot of confidence. And I can see why. We've messed up a lot in the past, and we end up losing faith in ourselves. And I want to build your confidence up. And one of the things that will do it is being able to take a compliment. People don't compliment us for no reason. So why not just say thank you? And when you do, feel it. Accept that compliment with an open heart and think to yourself, wow, this person likes my hair. I'm just going to stick with the example, but it could be anything. Take it, accept it, own it, feel it. Allow it to sink in. Allow it to add to your confidence. Why not? You're a beautiful human being, a lovely soul, and somebody wanted to give you a compliment. So just accept it. Open your heart to it and say thank you. Yeah, feel good about it. You don't have to be crazy like me and go, yeah, I know, it's awesome. But you can if you want to. You'll get there. You'll get there. I'll keep training you. Until the day you can actually go, no kidding, I know, I have the best hair ever. I am teasing you a bit, but seriously, gals, that's what I wanted to say today. Came up for me, I don't know where this came up from, but it did sprout out of the emotional maturity so that we talked about yesterday. And so I just wanted to give you that. I think I may have talked about this in the past, but there are so many snippets, who knows? So there it is. That's my gift to you today. Please learn how to accept a compliment, because it's another step towards full emotional sobriety / emotional maturity. And we do want that here in Snippet Land, because we are growing full, rounded, sober, happy lives. And that's another part of it, another part of sobriety. I'm so glad you're here with me today. And I wanted to say this. If you'd like to come a little deeper into Snippet Land, then I invite you to go to the show notes and sign up to get my study guides. In them, I include a breathing guide, a cleansing guide, a guide to your relationship with alcohol, plus several others. You'll get all of the guides with one link. So go in there and get those so that you can get more information, written information, instead of just spoken information, which is sometimes easier to digest. And not only that, but as I add more guides, you'll be getting them. You'll also get from me my sober living letters automatically. And not only that, but when you sign up for the guides, I send you right back an electronic copy of my international best-selling memoir, Prostitute to Professor, A Guide to Radical Transformation. So today's the day. If I don't have your email and you're not getting my guides and you haven't got my book yet, go to the show notes, sign up, and come on a little bit deeper into Snippet Land. And all you have to say to that, my dear, is thank you, Becca. Thanks for coming, gals, and I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.